1 Peter chapter 3. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, so that, if any doesn't obey the word, they also without the word will be won by the lifestyle of the wives, while they see your pure living coupled with fear. Let your adorning not be the outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of fancy clothes, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is of great price in the sight of God. For that's how the holy women did also in old times, who trusted in God, adorning themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands. Like Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are as long as you do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, you husbands, live with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, so your prayers won't be hindered. Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion on each other. Love like brothers, be pitiful, be courteous, not returning evil for evil, or railing for railing, but to the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to that, so that you'll inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips so they speak no deceit. Let him hate evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you're followers of what is good? But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and don't be afraid of their terror, nor be troubled. But sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and always be ready to give an answer to every man that asks you for a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conversation, so that, although they speak evil about you, like about evildoers, they will be ashamed that falsely accuse your good lifestyle in Christ. For it is better, if it's the will of God, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, so that he would bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who once were disobedient, when previously the patience of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water, the similar figure to which baptism also now saves us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject to him.